wasn't sure I liked Rainbow's dress at the beginning. It just seemed so plain to me. But I should have known better than doubting Rarity's craft by now. Because when she started spinning with Pinky, all the folds began to flutter wonderfully in the rushing air. Suddenly, the mixed colors were not so out of place, and it looked like she was a true spinning rainbow. I know I've been talking about dresses a lot now, and this isn't your cup of tea, but... you know, I never got to ask you during this party since there was so much going on. And I'd understand if you didn't. It would be okay, too, but... Did you like my dress? Oh, really? Well, if you say so. I wasn't sure I looked good in it, since the flank ornament was done using cross stitches, and the hoof pieces cutters were not matching the rest. And also... Also, I started rambling again, didn't I? In the end, though, it doesn't matter. I suppose I was just worrying too much in advance. You probably didn't notice, but I do that sometimes. Anyway, we're home. Or, I'm home. So, thank you for helping me bring my things back. Even with my dress left at Sweet Apple Acres, I would still have too much baggage for me to carry alone. And I couldn't have asked Applejack to help me. She must have been so busy with all the preparations that she deserves some rest. Especially since it's so late already. Traveling home on your own at this hour is kind of scary. Well, for me, anyway. So, you know... if you didn't want to go home in the dark, you don't have to. I wouldn't mind. We already had one sleepover, after all. I even managed to get my hooves on some of the treats from the party, so we could have some sweet evening treats. That is, of course, if you want to. I would understand if you want to sleep in your own house tonight. You must be so tired and... oh, you do want to stay? That's great! I mean, since I could never eat all those sweet things by myself... Well, actually, there is one more thing I wanted to ask you. I know I said that it's late and all, but, I mean, it's not that late. And the night is so nice and warm. Well, what I mean is... how about we have a nice, quiet picnic under the stars? We could set up a fireplace there, and just enjoy some of the best pastries that Pinky and Granny Apple have made. How wonderful! Let's just drop off our baggage, and then we can get going right away. No, don't worry about unpacking them. Just drop them here. I'll take care of it later. Actually, if you could take that basket over there... No, the other one. Yeah, thank you. Now we actually have everything ready to go. I may have prepared everything in advance. I hoped you would agree. If you could just follow me, please. I know just the right spot. It's not far from here at all. It's a nice, quiet place by the stream. I'm sure you're going to like it. Of course, it's okay if you don't, though. We could always find another one.